So good evening, my creamy Oreos. This is the Candid Show, brought to you by host Sri Ram. Now Krishnavath is my co-host today. So once again, we are back today to discuss a very jovial topic, a very casual topic, something I think which we came up on the spot and I think we wanted to talk about it. So the premise of this entire topic is going to be on the fact that why do we think that content creators are basically superheroes? So before you actually kind of try to make a relation as to why do you relate content creators to superheroes, let me make things simple for you. So why did I make that relation so simple? So primary motive of a superhero is to help people or save people against villains and against other threats. So let's draw up a similar kind of a conclusion for content creators as well. So content creators have been like very helpful or been instrumental in helping us like tackle boredom, and especially a lot of these times at which we kind of felt very bored, or they basically helped us tackle the depths of boredom, I think, especially this year, I think. And the time which we are speaking this right now is actually very relevant also, because obviously for the last 7 or 8 months we've been always at the home again due to the COVID situation. So content creators have been the only reason we kind of have smoothened things over, at least, because obviously with the steady flow of content we never felt bored, in the sense that we were always engaged or we used to watch content. Obviously for the people who had jobs or online classes etc, not for them, but for the people who were pretty idle or people who had free time most of the time, we used to enjoy content creators as a whole. And I think I wanted to make this episode as a tribute to some of these unsung content heroes who've been producing content on a daily basis in the last 7 to 8 months especially. And so going into the episode, I'd like to say the amount of effort which goes behind content creation especially is literally people don't even recognize, like, the amount of effort individual content creators put up to strengthen their content, especially because these days we as audience do not easily accept a lot of content which we get to watch, because we are very hardened critics. So we generally tend to judge a lot of things on a very critical note rather than a lighter note. And obviously most of the time these content creators face backlash just because of this fact. And I think content creators have much more of a role to the social media and the real world situation right now, especially right now at least, because I think this discussion would have been useless or would have been not point useful at all, at least in the last 10 years, I guess, because content creators have been literally starting to make money, and literally it has become like some kind of a profession where you can actually earn money and you can still enjoy yourself and still entertain a lot of masses of people. So yeah, that is what this episode will be primarily focused about. So Krishna, what role do you think content creators play as a role in the society, or have they been very instrumental in helping us in this COVID situation especially?
So as you told, the content creators are the ones who kind of constantly keep us engaged in the content they provide, either be it visual content or like an audio content. So like all these content creators play a very big role in the entertainment, where as you told, it is very relatable that in this time of this pandemic, all these content creators play a very big role of entertaining us. And we know that the content creation is not something that is very easy, but it is a very hard process where the content creators must equally keep the audience in a very engaging mode, and they also must look after how they actually promote their contents. So like these two are the main priorities that the content creator must keep in mind. So like these are the most difficult job for a content creator in the basic platform to see. And we can see that for the past decade, we can see this, all these content creators are developing day by day, as we can see that the technology has developed so much for the last decade if you consider. So like we have got smartphones and other advanced devices now in the present generation, and this is the time where all these content creators kind of develop, or like this is the chance for them to shine in the social media platform. May it be on Instagram in Reels, or like may it be in YouTube or any other platform like TikTok, etc. So like all the content creators play a very big role in the particular platform, where if you consider YouTube, so like most of the people use YouTube, so like for majorly for entertainment purposes, as all these videos are free to watch. So like there are n number of content creators, and the main factor that determines the strength of a content creator, according to me, if you ask, is the reach the content creator gets. So like the subscribers or like the views. So like these are the main determining factor of a content creator, whether he is good or not. So like we can't judge a person having low kind of a reach is a bad content creator. We can't judge it like that, as it is completely based on the type of content you kind of promote, or like the way you promote your content. So like the views also play a very important role in judging a person's content, whether it is good or not. So like if someone watches the video, or like if we can consider very few amount of people watch the video, like 50 or 100 people only watch the video of a content creator, they can't actually give a honest review about how the content is, or like how the way the content creator promotes his content can't be exactly judged in very low views like that. So like if suppose 1000 or 2000 views comes only, we can know that whether he has a true potential to become a very big a content creator in the platform or not. So like that is also a very big criteria the content creator must reach out to, and must look after all these factors, like creating content or like presenting it. So like coming to the presentation of the content, we can see that there are different types of presentations, whether the creator can give an audio playback. So like they can only give their audio to the video, to the content they are promoting. So moving up the videos or slides or animations in the video or the promoting content can be one type of a content promotion. Another type is that they can reveal themselves. They can sit in before the cameras and they can reveal their contents, maybe entertainment or news or any other content. So like these are the basic type of promotion. And Shiram, the question I want to ask you is that do you think all the people in the world can, so like if a person say can get up and become a content creator so suddenly, so like what do you think about it, Shiram?
Yeah, definitely the most important question of this podcast is the fact that whether anybody can become a content creator, or being a content creator is everyone's cup of tea. So I think the answer is no. I don't think everyone can become a content creator, at least not in one day, at least, because I don't think this is kind of like a flipping a switch kind of a process where you just, if you want to, you become one day. It's like kind of like a gradual kind of a process where you understand how the audience works, how the audience mentality functions, how the audience responds to you. I think there are a lot of number of factors which you have to kind of consider before you step into this industry. And I think we are the best examples of this in this case, because we had a good estimation of the podcast audience, which generally, or in the sense that we had at least decent amount of idea as to how many people listen to podcasting, because again, a lot of people do listen to podcasts. But the fact which we didn't take into consideration is that most of the people do not give new podcasts much chance, or in the sense that they are traditionally used to listening to some of these age-old podcasts, in the sense that these traditional podcasts which exist around the world. For example, Joe Rogan is considered kind of like the leader in this podcasting industry. And again, people, they don't think in the sense that they don't want to give chance to these young content creators like us, for example, because just like Krishna told, I think views kind of like are a very important indicator as to how your content actually performs, I guess. But obviously in our case, in the sense that we don't get much views also, I think that's a very common kind of fact to tell, that we also don't get much of views. But I don't think you can immediately jump to any kind of a conclusion stating that if you have less number of views necessarily means that you have bad content. I don't think the world works that way. But still, I think views definitely tell you at least have some degree of their truth in them, I guess. So I don't think we in the sense that if you are a content creator also, I don't think you should stress more on the fact of views, I guess, because obviously you might be doing some sort of a wrong kind of a promotion, or you might not be entirely familiar with the concept of this promoting idea. So again, I don't, obviously view does play a very important role, but I guess you should not focus much on it, because obviously you tend to lose more of your confidence, because obviously if less number of people watch, you kind of start to doubt on your own abilities, you start to doubt on your confidence, etc. So I think in that way the people kind of have to at least kind of give new content creators a chance, I guess, because I think it is very difficult to come into this business, especially because obviously this has become a business right now. You can literally earn money if you make entertaining content, and I think people should be much more open to this idea of content creators. I think they should be much more constructive in their criticism rather than just randomly voicing out opinions on social media, which is not going to do any good either to the person commenting or the person who's producing this type of content. So I think the kind of like the last part or kind of like the thing which I wanted to end upon is the fact that do you think, or in the sense that Krishna, do you think there will be some sort of spike in the content creation as a profession? Because obviously right now we do not consider it as a profession right now, at least not in India, I guess, because obviously in foreign countries people literally earn livelihood just making YouTube videos. But I think in India it is still not like entirely acceptable by the elderly community or maybe the parents community, or some people just don't want to accept content creation as an actual kind of a business or an actual kind of way in which you earn money. They just think you just do it for a hobby. And I don't think whether do you think this is just a mindset which Indians have, or do you think are we just stereotypically kind of forced to think this way?
So to answer a question, we can see that in foreign countries many content creators or like many people have jumped into the business of being a content creator. So like they have complete freedom, or like more freedom comparing with our Indian society, whereas we can see that so like content creators or like all these YouTubers are seen like wasting their time by their family. So like the family sees them as only waste of time, or like nothing useful, or like they can't earn money. So like due to all these reasons, and they don't, most of them don't have a proper device. So like they do their content creation only in their smartphone, or like they don't have an advanced kind of system. So like the availability of all these kind of system and all these struggles are the main reasons for the low number of content creators in our country. So like we can see that as you told, that this is the very perfect time that any content creator, so like maybe a news content creator, or like entertainment, or like songs, so like any type of content creators on any platform, this is the right time. This COVID situation, this pandemic situation is the right time to express your kind of talent in the general public, where each and every person are sitting idle in their home. So like there are work, but most of the time the people are idle. So most of the students or like most of the teenagers and old age persons are idle in their home. So this is the time where they can reach out to maximum number of people, and this is the time where they can shine better in becoming a very good content creator. So like content creators kind of play also very important role in the society, kind of promoting a good content or a bad content. This is also equally important to the content creators to consider. So like promoting a bad content doesn't provide any benefit to the society, or like doesn't create a good impact on the people. So Shiram, so what do you think about the technology kind of playing a very key role in developing the content creators and the contents they kind of promote in this generation?
Yeah, obviously I think technology has got a very big hand in this, you told, probably because of the increasing amount of tech smartphones, or in the sense that the amount of technology we started to depend upon. So I think we all of it started off at some point as, I think the term content creators itself was kind of coined about like 6 or 7 years ago, when YouTube actually became a thing, or in the sense that you could actually make money off of it. I think people primarily came on to content creation in the hope to make money. Obviously, I think not a lot of people do it in the same way. I guess some people just want to spread their content into the world. Some people just want to share their skills and passion. I don't think everybody has that motive. But still, I guess the primarily world generally tend to wanted to have the content creation as a source of income again. And I think technology obviously has played a very big hand in that. And I also think that probably in the next 5 or 6 years, I think content creation will actually become a profession, in the sense that you could actually, in the sense that, study for content creation, probably just as how you do for business right now, maybe learn different types of marketing strategies, different types of strategies in which you can promote your content. Because obviously this is going to be a growing market, in the sense that there is not going to be any sort of an end to it. So obviously this is an ever growing industry. And again, and also a small thing which I want to tell before I end is that if you are any kind of content creator, be it a small or large content creator, I think you have a lot of responsibility in your hands. You are responsible in the sense that you have a good voice in the society, you have good amount of fan following. I think you should use it for the very good purposes, again, to raise any kind of awareness against certain issues. So I think you should always keep in mind that as a content creator, you always have a very big responsibility in the society, I guess. So yeah, that will be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening to it. So if you have any kind of comments, suggestions or criticisms, please drop it in the YouTube comment section down below. And make sure you listen to us on Spotify as well, and follow us on Spotify again. And make sure you share this podcast to your friends also and ask them to listen to it. So yeah, that will be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.